does not mean that all of Revelation will not come to pass. Why? Because it's already happened. You are simply going through it again. And it is not foreseeing. It is hindsight memory. And you have an opportunity to change that which comes. But obviously, it will not be changed unless the handful of ones capable of understanding the creative power of God decides to do so. Because all of the rest of your passage in the worldly human format is geared to fulfill the prophecies as written. So you have to know who wrote it. Now, when you want to clean your space, this comes up over and over. One's right. I just don't know how to clear my space, I guess. Tell us again. You have to go through a verbal mental exercise. And at first, it may only be a verbal mental exercise. But at some point, when you understand what you're doing and you know that it works and you can believe it and trust it, you only need to think. Or pretty soon it becomes, when you are under attack, it becomes an automatic, natural thing. It's really interesting to note that Dorma had another one of these absolute blast outs and was unconscious for over an hour. I don't want to go into that. This was in the wee hours of the morning, and it was a bad, frightening, terrifying scene. But what I do want to tell you is what happens. As much as she works for me, she does not call me. She is in trouble. She calls grandfather instantly. It is just like that. I'm going down, grandfather. And that's just the way it is. The heart stops. She goes down. And on her lips and her mind, grandfather. And believe me, the troops rally. And it's frightening that it takes 45 minutes to almost an hour to bring her around out of it. And that's debilitating. You people have to understand that you are under assault and attack all the time. And now it's even worse because those extra low frequencies are clashing. Your energy level is higher. The higher frequencies will not bother you so much. And when they focus, they can focus pinpoint accuracy. The main thing is, don't panic. Don't be frightened. If you feel you're going to pass out, sit down. When you get hurt is when you continue to drive and you think you can handle it. When they want to knock you out, you're going to go down. And if you're driving, you're going to hit something or you're going to wreck. The minute, and you will know. You will know. You will have a weakness and you will have a darkness and then you will have light bursts. Get on your knees, get on your bottom, get down there so you don't have a place to fall if you have time. Don't try to make it to the bed. You see, this is the usual thing. I'll be able to make it to bed. No, you can't. And you're going to hit a doorknob, you're going to hit something. So when you know this is coming, just get as flat on that floor as you can. Because once you can get flat, the blood can go ahead and at least drain. You can't pump it all the way up. So don't be foolish about it. And always call in the light. God, send my shield. God, get light. And when you sit down to try to meditate or whatever, you demand that all energies who serve darkness get away from you in the name of God of light. They are obligated. They must back away. It doesn't mean they will go. They will only back away. It's up to you then not to let them back in. We've got to watch out for ourselves. We've got to watch out for each other. It is a frightening time. But if you give in to the fright, it's going to make us getting through here very, very difficult. And I know that you say, well, why us? Why me? Why we? Because you agreed and we can do it. And there's nobody else around that can do it. I think you can see there's nobody around who really wants to. They think they do. But the minute you cross their dogma, then you're the nut. No, no, no. I've done this all in the name of Jesus Christ. I know I am born again. I have found him. Well, I want to tell you something about him. He was never lost. And he still isn't. So they have usurped everything sacred. I didn't say religious. I said sacred. And we're going to bring it back. And they know it. So we'll go into this a little bit more in depth at some other time. It's an interesting day. And I wish you a happy new year. It's going to get more interesting. So don't go far. It's been a good year. It's been different. Each year gets, what Little Crow would say, stronger. And whether it appears like it to you or not, we're winning. And we're not even to the big guns yet. But they're going to start killing themselves off and each other off pretty rapidly. You've got zillions of new, old, repainted military equipment all over this nation. And unfortunately, they took off the white colors and they put on combat colors. You see, in Bosnia, you are not in UN peacekeeping mode. You are in NATO combat. Don't let them fool you. And Mr. Clinton, regardless of what all the constitutionalists will say, that he can't do this, this is unlawful, this is unconstitutional. No, he's doing everything exactly according to your constitution. The blasphemy came with Franklin Roosevelt and Wilson to your nation when they sold out to the Zionist Khazarian New World Order. And that was laid down in the protocols of the Elders of Zion. So I thank you for coming. Keep in mind that was a pre-shock. You'll probably be in for some interesting times very, very shortly. Just hold strong. And know you're all right. Thank you for coming, and good evening.
Thank you. Thank all our friends out there with you.